Hi, Dave Radlauer with you for Jazz Rhythm and an ongoing exploration of the history, culture, and personalities of jazz music. On this broadcast, one of the biggest and most important personalities of jazz, Louis Armstrong. Armstrong not only shaped the music, helped it grow and spread, he influenced not just the other trumpeters, but he influenced all of the singers, the saxists, the rhythm sections, and everything to do with jazz. He also helped shape the mythology of jazz. For instance, Louis himself cultivated the myth that he was born on the 4th of July, 1900. And though we've come to traditionally celebrate his birthday on the 4th of July, his baptismal certificate actually indicates he was born August 4th, 1901. The force of Louis's colorful personality shaped the language of jazz, the lore of jazz. We even talk today about cats, chops, swing, blowing. All that wordplay was Louis through and through. And Louis himself went by many nicknames. Dipper, Dippermouth, Satchelmouth, Satchmo, and most other musicians simply called him Pops. Like jazz itself, Louis was born and raised in New Orleans, journeyed up the Mississippi, dramatically matured in Chicago, spread his influence to New York, and eventually was embraced worldwide. Strutting with Some Barbecue, one of his many recordings of that, one from 1938. Dave Radlauer with you for Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me for this second in a series celebrating Louis Armstrong's towering importance in jazz. His delightful personality, and we can really hear that in his playing and singing, he had a tremendous influence on other musicians. You can hear and experience yourself the joy that flows between Louis Armstrong and the listener. One thing I think that makes Armstrong distinctive is that there seemed to be no barrier between the inside and the outside. He was able to get all that love and expressiveness that was inside him out to his audience. Now, of course, there's a huge, huge body of recordings, and I could play tunes from Here Till the Cows Come Home, and I'd still leave somebody's favorite out and still not exhaust the range and the depth and the breadth of Armstrong's recordings. But I'm going to try and bring you some highlights, some rarities, and a broad cross-section, in no particular order, of Louis' vast repertory. Two sets of Louis Armstrong recordings not heard that often are his records with Duke Ellington from the early 60s. These are delightful and really a high point, I think, in the second half of his career. And with the Louis Russell Orchestra. The Louis Russell Orchestra served as Armstrong's recording and performing band in 1929 and 30, and again from 1935 to 1943. Two great discs from 1929 are Dallas Blues and St. Louis Blues, and also feature the terrific trombonist in the Russell Orchestra, one of the best trombonists of the early swing era, J.C. Higginbotham. Thank you.
live to Main Street, hard to see. Always buzzing around, got a sound of blue, and a Main Street, hard to see. Always buzzing around my head like a swarm of honeybees. Oh, I'm gonna put myself on a Santa Fe and go. I'm going to go, gonna put myself on a Santa Fe and go. I'm gonna go to the Texas town where they never see ice and snow. Snow!
Street seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are all so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream, yeah, that's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. Oh, man. I guess I'm just a lucky soul and so.
Satchmo with Duke Ellington in 1961, I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, he certainly was. And that recording is frequently rated as one of Satchmo's best vocal recordings. I would agree with that. Before that, we heard Dallas and St. Louis Blues from 1929. Later in this hour, I'm going to bring you a rare broadcast and two recent jazz trumpeters who were deeply influenced by Armstrong on Jazz Rhythm, where I'm bringing you jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, and certainly all three of those categories work for Louis. I mean, he could jump that swing. His classic blues were as soulful as anybody's, and his jazz was always hot. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me, and I'm happily celebrating a century of Louis Armstrong's music. Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet, who grew up together as boys on the streets of New Orleans, seldom recorded together. But when they did, it was spectacular, as in this 1940 session, and surprisingly, Lil Hardin, Louis' divorced second wife, did the musical arrangements for this, for an upbeat, down-in-honky-tonk town, and for her own composition, Perdido Street Blues. Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet in 1940.
Thank you. on Sunday's side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-patter? Yes, happy tune, your step, baby. Life can be so sweet on Sunday's side of the street. I just walk in shed, baby, walk with those blues on red. I'm not afraid, yes, never have said I'll be rich as Rockefeller. No, sir. Gold dust at my feet on Sunside Street.
Very tasty, on the sunny side of the street. Beautiful. That was a pretty big hit for Louis. Typically, he completely revised the melody and phrasing to fit his own sensibility. I think this is one of the secrets of his success and one of the keys to understanding his greatness. Louis would take a song and completely reshape the song, the lyric, the melody, the phrasing to make it his own and usually better than the original. He did this almost spontaneously, often in real time without too much forethought, with a great intuitive skill and a beautiful sense of balance. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, and it's part of a series in tribute to Louis Armstrong. By the way, if you'd like more information on a topic or a playlist for a show, or if you'd like to drop me an email, please visit the Jazz Rhythm website at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. This is Mahogany Hall Stomp. Great tune. It derives its name from the old New Orleans Storyville whorehouse district. In Louis's own words, quote, Lulu White, the octoroon gal, had a very famous house in those days called Mahogany Hall. Thank you. even though that recording of Mahogany Hall Stomp from 1929 was labeled Louis Armstrong's Savoy Ballroom 5, the personnel is really rather similar to the Louis Russell Band. 10 pieces, including trombonist Hickenbotham, and for some odd reason has both Lonnie Johnson on guitar and Eddie Condon on banjo.